This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. The state budget impasse could leave more homeless young people on the streets this winter. That's the subject of this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report. I talked with author Robert Lorizel. You will also hear the voices of several sources Lorizel spoke to for his story.
It is harsh. It's hard out here. You gotta worry about bullets, the police, and the weather. That's a lot of stuff you gotta worry about being out here in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no walking the park.
You talked with young people about what it was like being homeless as teenagers and beyond, including Corey Stewart, whom we just heard mention several challenges young homeless people face every day. What were some of the things your sources said about their experiences being homeless?
Corey's a good example of someone who became homeless because of a death in his family. His mother died when he was 18, and then he found himself struggling to pay rent. His father hadn't been in the family since he was a young child. So he ended up homeless, and a lot of the teens who are at the high school age will do what they call couch surfing and stay at friends' houses, which can make it difficult to even count how many of them are homeless. But then once they get out of high school, a lot of them don't have work, and they end up going to shelters like Ujima Village, which is a shelter on the south side where I met Corey that one night I went out there.
You also talked with Julie Dworkin from the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, and she explained some of the situations that can commonly lead to young people becoming homeless.
The reasons they become homeless often have to do with abuse in the household, physical, sexual abuse, substance abuse of a parent. But in addition to that, there is LGBTQ youth that come out to their families, and they're pushed out of the home.
Of the people you talked to, what were some of the life events that led to them being homeless?
There was this guy named Aaron Robert Concepcion who talked about some traumatic incidents in his childhood, witnessing the death of a sibling at a very young age and then having his mother die. This sort of thing seems sort of typical. The young people I spoke with didn't specifically mention being abused themselves, but kids coming out of abusive households is a common theme that many of them will basically run away from home because of problems in their house, in their family.
Aaron talked about feeling like people didn't understand his situation.
It's just really hard because there's not a lot of people there that really see you as regular, you know what I mean? And sometimes you do get judged, but I see it like this. You know, if they judge you, they don't know what they're talking about. Because they don't know what you've been through or what you've seen or what happened to you.
What did the young people you talked to say about how being homeless affected their psyche and their views of themselves?
Well, I think this is a problem, obviously, for anyone who's homeless. You're dealing with some people who are sympathetic when they see you on the streets, but other people who really just don't want to see you or take a negative attitude towards you. And with young people in particular, the people who encounter them will kind of question, you know, what's wrong with them? Why aren't they out at school or, you know, working at a job or something like that? And when Aaron spoke to me about that, you know, he really emphasized how people just don't really understand all the things that they've gone through that have led them to this point where they are out on the street.
Jason Geyer with the Illinois Coalition for Community Services told you about his organization having to close a youth shelter in the town of Charleston because the group isn't getting its state funding.
We had to shut down our homeless shelter due in part to the budget impasse. The unfortunate scenario that we were faced with was that we have signed contracts with the state for our community-based youth services program there, for our open door program, and for our homeless youth program. The problem is that we're mandated by the state to continue to perform services for those contracts, yet we're not getting paid.
How is the budget impasse affecting services for homeless youth?
A lot of state programs continue to be funded because of court orders and legislation requiring things like salaries to be paid. But there are things that are falling through the cracks, and one of them are these programs that help homeless youths around the state. They depend on grants from the state, and those checks have not been coming in since July. According to a survey that was just done, more than 4,000 youths around the state are being affected by these service reductions that local shelters and groups that help these kids are just being forced to cut back on services.
Even when there is a budget, does it seem likely that there could be cuts to some of the programs that serve homeless young people?
Well, who knows what is going to happen with the budget at this point. But early this year, the Rauner administration put out its proposed spending plan, and that included a major cut in this area. Last year, the state spent $5.6 million on programs that help homeless youths around the state, and the Rauner administration proposed cutting it to $2.5 million. And a group of providers, including the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, estimated that about 1,300 young homeless people would lose services and shelter as a result of that kind of cut.
A lot of the sources that you talked to for your story made the case for why it's important to focus on helping homeless young people. Here's Julie Dworkin again, talking about what intervention and services can do.
They're going to end up in jail or as part of the adult homeless system, you know, and then they're going to develop more problems and more issues where it does become a chronic problem, whereas right now we can kind of get in there and intervene and just end homelessness for these young people. And so this doesn't go on to be their life.
Why did advocates say that there should be a focus on this population of homeless people in particular?
Like with a lot of social services, there is the argument that if you help people now in a situation like this, you can prevent problems later on that will require even more money from the state. So for example, a person who's 16 or 20 right now without a home on the streets could get some services that will get their life back on track, help them figure out how to get a job and an education and better health. If they don't get these services now, they could end up in jail, just long-term homeless, having health issues, all these sorts of things that end up being burdens on the state.
You talked to a lot of people for this story, and as we head into the winter months, what's your overall assessment of the safety net that will be there for homeless young people? Will it be different than what's been available in the past?
Winter is a difficult time for anyone who's living on the streets. And there are a lot of very dedicated people around the state providing these services. Some of them are probably working without pay, working longer hours than they used to. And I think these groups are doing what they can to keep their doors open and to serve as many young people as they can. But it does seem likely that there are going to be at least some people around the state who try to find shelter or get services at one of these places and are turned away because of these budget problems.
That was Robert Lorizel talking about his story, which looks at the experiences of homeless youths in the state. That report is the final installment in an Illinois Issues series on homelessness. You can find it, along with the other two stories in the series, at our website, WUIS.org.